yesterday, according to your expectation, that is how you shall receive. Praise the name of the Lord. So I don't know the level of your expectation, but it is according to that expectation, that is how much you shall receive. Amen. I don't want to talk much. I want us to continue from where we left. And I see a few people who we were not together yesterday. I heard somebody has the copyright of the message, so I advise you to get it. And I believe you're going to be blessed. Praise the name of the Lord. And as I've been thinking about revival, there is one thing that the Lord brought to my attention last year. Because in the years I've been preaching, I've always spoken saying, I long to see the promised glory of the latter church. And it has always been my prayer that, Lord, I would like to see that promised glory, that promised power, that the latter church shall have more glory than the former church. And what has made my heart always expectant, because I try to imagine the glory of the former church. I'm telling you, we are not even there. We are not even at the glory of the former. Because the shadow of Paul and Peter could heal the sick. They could lay hands on handkerchiefs and people could receive healing. That former church was thriving in the midst of persecution. But the word spread more and more. Praise the name of the Lord. And sometimes when I try to imagine the glory of the latter church, which will be greater than the glory of the former church, I'm like, I want to see it. Praise the name of the Lord. And so last year, somebody came to speak in our church in Boston. And she gave a story, and it's not just a story, but a real story about revival. And she talked about the revival that was there in the 1800s to 1918 there, that was being led by Maria Woodward Etter. And she said that during one of the meetings, there was a prophecy. And this is how the prophecy went. That after 100 years, greater revival than this shall come, and it shall be brought in this land by people of color. And there was a young man. He was, I think he was at the age of 18. He made a prayer. He told God, please preserve me. I want to see that prophecy come to fulfillment. It was prophesied in 1913. And the Lord is faithful. God honored that prayer. God honored the prayer of that man. At the age of 118, in the year 2013, this is what that man did. He bought an air ticket to go to Africa, to go and tell the African people, your time has come.
Amen.
Unfortunately, he never made it. But he died with a ticket that he was planning to go to Africa and tell the Africans, your time has come. And when I heard that testimony, I could not stop crying, because I was like, God, is this the reason as to why you brought me to the United States at a time like this? Because 100 years are already gone. By 2013, 100 years are gone. And when I was crying and praying, when the minister was speaking, I could not listen to anything else she said. Because I started feeling now, I am groaning inside me, I'm crying. The Lord revealed to me what happened when Daniel was searching the scriptures. He spoke and said that he searched the scriptures and discovered that the Lord had said to Jeremiah, after 70 years are gone, I will visit my people. Praise the name of the Lord. And by the time that Daniel was searching the scriptures and discovering that, it was 72 years. And so I was there crying with the revelation of the Holy Spirit that 2 years past the 100 years, God, we need revival. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. And so even when I saw the theme of this meeting, I know that I am in the right place. Because this is the desire of the Lord. Because God works with timing. Yes. God speaks something, but he waits for the time. He may call you today. He may promise you something today. It doesn't happen there and then. Because it is for an appointed time. Amen. And woe to those who miss the visitation. Yes. One time Jesus looked over Jerusalem and he wept. He said, woe unto you, Jerusalem, for you have missed your visitation. And that is the cry I have over the church. Since I had that message, my cry has been, oh God, let us not miss your timing. Let us not miss this visitation. May you quicken, brethren. May you position people strategically to understand the season, to discern the times, and to stand in position and do what we are required to do. Because the season of revival is here.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. And revival, I don't want to get into that. I'm being diverted to what I want to speak. But let me just say this. Revival, to be born, it does not require a multitude. It just requires a group of people who are on fire, who understand what is required. Every revival that was birthed, it was birthed by people who got an understanding. They sought the Lord. And you know, it is easier when you are seeking the Lord and it is time. Because when it is time, what the Spirit of the Lord is doing is looking for a man who is saying, here I am. Use me. Send me. When it is time, it's not like the time of Anna and Simeon who had to dwell in the temple, praying for 100 years, for so many years, praying for the birth of the son. It is not like to that widow who stayed for all those years. When it is time, the Lord looks for the other persons.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, position yourself.
Position yourself.
Praise the name of the Lord. And yesterday we dealt about dealing with limitation, breaking barriers at a personal level. Today I want to deal with breaking limitation in a corporate way. So now I want you to get outside your own box. I want you now to know that we are now dealing with limitations. Because when we look at the church today, if we understand the times and the season, we are really behind. We are not doing what we are expected to do. Praise the name of the Lord. Whether you agree with me or not, but something is missing. Hallelujah. Something is missing. There is diversion of interest. Instead of focusing on what the church was ordained to be, we have so many projects going on. We have fundraisers for different things. Wherein, if only the Lord will show up, some of the fundraisers we do will not even be required to, because the sick will be healed. The captives will be set free. I don't want to say we have missed a mark, but surely something is not right. Praise the name of the Lord. And so yesterday we learned about the three men, three mighty men, the three great men of David. And we learned every one of them. We learned every one of them, their achievement. We learned about Adino, who lifted up his spear and slew 800 Philistines. Praise the name of the Lord. We also learned about this man called Eliezer, who slew the Philistines until the sword stuck in his hand. And we learned about Shammah, the guy who defended the lentils. The guy who defended his inheritance.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Those are personal achievements. Praise the name of the Lord. But in every them, the conclusion was, and the Lord was glorified. And the Lord was exalted. Praise the name of the Lord. And so today I want us to continue. We stopped at verse 12. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 23. Amen. I forgot to appreciate you, men of God. Thank you for inviting me. God bless you. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 23. We stopped at verse 12. We are going to start from verse 13. And three of the 30 chiefs went down and came to David in the harvest time. I want you to mark in the harvest time. And to the cave of Adullam, and the troops of the Philistines were encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in a stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. 15 says, and David longed. I want you to mark longed and said, oh, that one would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men broke through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink of it, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is this not the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore, he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We have been taken back to the cave of Adullam, where originally was the headquarters of David when he was in exile. This is the cave where all those men who are in debt, all those men who are in distress, all those men who are discontented, and David's family, this is the place they came. And they submitted under the leadership of David, a man running for his life. They submitted under him and he became their captain. And despite being led by somebody who is fleeing for his life, we understand that these men were able to achieve something. They were not controlled by what brought them there in the first place. They were not controlled by their past. They were able to achieve something at a personal level. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. And we said it is because by the leadership of David, that he allowed them to grow. He allowed them to use their talents. He allowed them to show them their bravery in times of war. Praise the name of the Lord. He never discouraged anyone. He never said it is only me who can deal with the Philistines. He allowed everyone to stand his ground and defend when he feels like it. Praise the name of the Lord. And one thing I like about David, even when some of the men felt fearful, he never condemned them. If you read when they came back and Ziklag was back, they whipped, and then they stopped weeping. They started, because of discouragement, they thought we are going to stone him. And then the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. I just admired the leadership skills of David. He encouraged himself in the Lord, sought the Lord and asked him, can I pursue? And God told him, pursue. And he started pursuing, and some people saw he's not now crying, let us follow him. But they were so heartbroken because they had lost their wives. The Bible says they reached in a valley and they were so discouraged they could not do. So some men were left in the valley. And David and the rest went and pursued and just got everything. But you know what? When they came back, this is what David said. Even those who are weak, even those who did not go, let them be partakers of the spoil. They were also partakers. It doesn't matter whether they could not go beyond their strength. They were not judged by the strength that they had. They were not judged because of the discouragement that they felt. Praise the name of the Lord. And for us to break the spirit of limitation, it is good to expect discouragement and be able to deal with it. Praise the name of the Lord. Discouragement comes, but it is how you deal with it that determines the results. And also, when we face limitations, when we face barriers, it is also good to know that sometimes we may become diverted. Because sometimes it is easier to be diverted than to deal with the problem. Amen. Have you ever talked with somebody and then at last you ask, so what was your problem? Because all what he or she is saying, there is something behind all the story. So at last you ask, so what was your? Because sometimes it is easier to be diverted and divert your attention to other things than deal with the barriers, than deal with what is ahead of you, than deal with what is opposing you. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Another thing that can happen when we are facing limitation is that we may have diminished passion and interest. Amen. You feel like nowadays I'm not so much on fire. I hope to God still understands. Diminished passion. And somebody will ask you, why are you not so passionate? It's like, in the life, take it easy. Take it easy. Have you ever comforted yourself? Like, Maisha, me? Let us take it easy. Because it is easy to have diminished passion and interest. It's not that you are still not interested, but because of the barriers. And today, as I speak about corporate anointing or corporate action, it is easy because sometimes people become the barriers themselves. Hallelujah. And there's that time you feel like, I don't have the strength to explain myself to them any. Diminished interest and passion. Praise the name of the Lord. And something else and which is very dangerous that can happen in the times of limitation is when we disdain our portion, despise our portion. So, because sometimes when you are limited, you look at your portion and you're like, if I was not born again, could I be facing all these struggles? Have you ever felt like unaonewa kwa sababu ya kuokoka? Praise the name of the Lord. It's like you have all this pressure on you because of who you are. And my sister, my brother, it is easy to disdain your portion. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So for us to have success, there are two things that can make you motivated to pursue success, to pursue breaking the limitation. One, when you understand that your success will bring glory to God. When you understand that your success will encourage others. Praise the name of the Lord. When you move beyond yourself, when you say, I am not going to do it because of me, I am going to do it because of the Lord who is within me. And when he does it through me, many will see and believe. Many will see and trust in him. Praise the name of the Lord. And so we find this man, they have come to David, and it is at the time of the harvest. It is a time when they were busy. They could have been busy elsewhere. Harvest time is busy time. Harvest time is time of rejoicing. Harvest time, for those who have been in farms, you know harvest time. You don't even remember the labor how much you are tired. The time of planting, the time of cultivating. Harvest time is when you hear the women singing songs as they harvest. And so many stories. Because it is harvest time. It is time of plenty. And these people came to David. And even there is a safe place for him to be. There is danger outside, but he is in a stronghold. He is in a safe place. Praise the name of the Lord. I was reading this and I was like, David, seriously, if I was in your position, I could not have longed for water. I could have longed for peace. I could have longed to go back to my house and sleep on a comfortable bed. But David, in that situation, he just speaks up his mind. Because I always think that David was just thinking. Then you can just think of a time that your life was so good, when you didn't have all those pressures, when you didn't have to push and push and push. And David just wished for the waters of the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate. It is not that that water was any special. Because I always think if that well was any special, it could have appeared somewhere else in the Bible. I believe the water was just the same. But he had that longing, that wishful thinking, I just missed that water. I don't think it was colder or sweet or it didn't have any special thing. But he listened to this man just wishing, longing for that water. He longed for it and spoke it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says that the Lord shall meet with the desires of our hearts. You may desire something, and when you don't say it, what will ever you desire? Can I say that again? You may desire something, and as long as you don't say it, either to man or to God, nobody will ever know you desire it.
Yeah.
But the Lord gives a condition in the book of Proverbs that trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding, and he shall meet with the desires of your heart. Now, here is David, a man of God, a man anointed. He has a desire and speaks about it. And here are men of greatness. They are not referred to their debts. They are not referred to their distress. These are men who have a history of achievement. If it was in our times, they could be doctors. They have their PhDs. They are apostles, chief apostles, right reverend. They have their titles because of the great achievements that they have. And they listen to the longing of a king. And they call for a meeting. In the absence of the king. Praise the name of the Lord. I like the courage of these men. They did not look at David and ask him, surely, sasa wewe mfalme, na vile tuko na shida, all you are thinking about is what? Adui amejaa nje, na unafikiria mambo ya maji, unatupeleka, unatuongoza nje. Praise the name of the Lord. They planned something. We are going to do that. We are going to grant the longing, the desire of our king. Sometimes we hear people's desire. Sometimes we hear the desire of the Holy Spirit. There is a cry in the Spirit. There is a longing in the Spirit. There is a longing in the realm of the Spirit. There is a cry, just like the Bible says in Romans, that the whole creation is groaning. It is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. There is a cry. Whether we choose to listen to it, but the cry is there. But mostly, what are we doing about the cry? We are there pointing fingers. We are there just talking and not doing anything. Praise the name of the Lord. Thoughts, good thoughts are good. And so are good words of encouragement. But actions that produce results matters most. Amen. I want to repeat that. Thoughts, good thoughts are good. And so are good words of encouragement. But the actions that produce results matters most. They could have said, oh, we feel you. We understand you. They also had something they could have missed. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm with you. We are with you there. They could have chosen to encourage David. They could have chosen to substitute and tell him, David, you don't need that water. We have water here. They thought well of him. But they called a meeting. I was trying to imagine. They did not just rise up and go. They had an agreement. And that is why, for the revival to be born, we need to know our associations. And that is one thing that the Spirit of the Lord was speaking to me in a very powerful way. That association brings impartation. Who are you associating with? When you hear the longing of the Holy Spirit, do you associate with people whose ears no longer hear the voice of God? Do you associate with people who worries about name and prestige? Do you associate with people who can tell you and silence you, this is not Kenya, this is America? Who do you associate with? Because you are here because you hear the longing of the Spirit. Among the great men of David, there are 30 others that are listed here. But this man decided, we have to look for people, we have to connect with people that we have the same spirit. They had one thing in common. They were brave and courageous. They understood their inheritance. They understood that they are serving under Captain David. They did not have a spirit of diversion. Because down there you will learn that as the 30 men are listed down, there is a man who is not listed. And he was a great man, but he's not listed. Joab. Joab was leading the armies of David, but he's not listed. In fact, what David did in the time of his death, he told Joab, because you have spilled innocent blood, you will not serve in the next generation. And he told Solomon, be careful of Joab. Yet all his life, David was with Joab, hapa kwa hapa. But he was not a royal person. He used to do things and then come ask later. Hallelujah. For a revival to be born, we need to have people who can respect people, who can honor the men that the Lord has put as leaders, people who do not think themselves better than others. Praise the name of the Lord. These men came with their achievements. They came with their titles, but they submitted under the authority that was put in that day. Hallelujah. I don't know whether I'm stepping on somebody's toes. Joab could kill and then come and say, the Bible says he did not desire the seasons. He killed Abner when it was time of peace. After war was done, after there was peace in the time of David, he still had a grudge of something that had been done a long time ago. And so he called Abner outside from where they were gathering and stabbed him and killed him. And David was like, Joab, why can't you understand the seasons? Why are you spilling blood in the time of peace? It is no longer the season of war. So it doesn't matter how many times Joab is mentioned with David, but he's not in the record of the great men of David. Because no matter his authority at that time, he abused. authority that he had. Praise the name of the Lord. So this man agreed and they broke through because they were in one accord. One thing that will make us bring revival is unity. And unity, we have to overlook. We have to go beyond who you are. Praise the name of the Lord. Tafadhali, tuondoe our dignities and unite as brethren, as people with a common goal, as people who are hearing the longing of the Spirit. People who are saying, I hear the Spirit say. And so what are we going to do? Because this is what the Spirit is saying. And when you come together, you leave alone your titles. You come together because the Spirit of the Lord is saying. When we came together, Shadow did not say, you know, I'm an expert in guiding, in pushing back the enemy. Shadow never said that. When they came together, the other one did not say, I'm an expert in the spear. You better listen to me because I'm the one who can deal with them with the spear. The other one did not say, you know me, even my hand has a mark on the sword. Because I can kill a thousand and not let go the sword. Everybody had his achievement, but they put them aside. It is not about us now. It is not about what you have done. It is not about what you desire to achieve. It is not about the harvest. It is about the king. He has a longing. He is longing for the waters of the well of Bethel. It is time to strategize. Let us know. How are we going to do it? We need to get in that word. They knew it is a risk. Because the Bible says that the Philistines were camped around them. Around that well. That is where they were. And that is the water that David wants. Hapo atu yako, hapo tu, ndipo maji iko. And for the poor David had not said, nileteeni. He had just voiced his desire. It was not a responsibility upon their shoulders. They could have ignored, they could have assumed, but they chose to do something. And the Bible says that this is the theme of your meeting, that the three mighty men, they broke through. They were able to get a breath. They were able to go through because they were united. They had a selfless goal. The king had a longing for water. It doesn't matter whether we risk our life, we are getting that water for the king. And I'm sure David was surprised when they came with the water because he didn't even know they had gone to get it. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to say this. In the times of breaking forth, we don't need to know what you do. You don't need to announce to everybody. You don't need support. It's not a campaign. When you break through, it is going to be evident. You don't need to tell us. We will see it. When they came back with the water, they did not have to tell the people, you know what we meant. No. When they brought the water, the sacrifice they had made was not even enough to be taken by a king. He offered it to the King of Kings.
don't need a title. But people will say you are God. When you break through, you don't need to even have a hall or an office where people can meet you. When you break through, they will look for you in every way possible. Because you have to get through.
Yes.
When this man came back, even the other said to him,
do you think that David was pouring that water without a function? You could not, he could not just offer the sacrifice. Sacrifice for who will go in the fire for taratibu, for pango. Huh? And when it is time to sacrifice for the Lord, even those who are there lying in the stronghold doing nothing with David, they had to participate in the sacrifice. There is a water here we need to offer to the Lord. So every time that sacrifice was made, the story had to be told. We have three men that jeopardized their lives. They did this, but I'm not worthy to take it. We shall give it to the Lord. What is the motive behind what you do? Corporately, why do you do what you do? I have read this word since I saw it as your theme. I have read it and read. And even up today, I could not understand. How do you go to the enemy's camp to get water? And you know those days they used to get water they used to fetch water and put it in skin bags. Mumeingia kwa adui. Mumechota maji, iko kwa ngozi. Do you think they will even run? They will not run, they will have to walk carefully, maji ifike. Because if they run and spill the water, what was the use of going? So it required patience. But today we are living in a place where everything is instant. We are driving through at McDonald's, you grab something, ATM, you drive through, and we also want to drive through prayer and get the reward. They have to be careful. Praise the name of the Lord. And as I conclude, I want to emphasize more the importance of unity. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4. Ecclesiastes, chapter 4. I'm going to read from verse 9. Mostly these verses are read when people are getting married. But I believe that we really need this. Amen. Two are better than one, from verse 9. Because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falls. For he has not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. I want you to mark what I'm going to read right now. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. This man understood the concept of the three cord. Because it is not easily broken. Praise the name of the Lord. And today, as we think about corporately breaking the limitation, may we focus not on ourselves, but can we associate with people with the same mind, with the same spirit, with the same motive, united, and we say we want to see this happening. We put aside our pride. Let me call it that. Let's put aside our pride and say that we have one goal. We want revival. We want revival. It is not about you. It is not about me. It is not about so and so. It is about hearing the longing of the Spirit. This man understood he is our leader. By then he was still a captain. He is our leader. And he has spoken. Sometimes the Lord uses our leaders to speak. I don't know why you came up with this theme of revival in the city. But I believe this is the Spirit of the Lord speaking. This is the longing of the Spirit. It is time to overlook our differences. It is time to overlook our dignities, our titles, and listen to the longing of the Spirit. What is the Spirit of the Lord saying? It is harvest time. It is harvest time. And today I want us to pray. Because if these people did not come together, it could have been impossible for them to break through. It could not even be a story for us to read. Have you ever imagined of how many stories could not be there if there were no risk takers? Can you imagine if Abraham was called and said, I can assume that. How do I lead my people to a land I will show you? Some things are very odd. And go to a land I knew, it would have been even better if he was told, leave here, go there. Mm-hmm. But the Lord is like, leave, go to a land I'll show you. It could have been easy to ignore, and we'll be not hearing about Abraham. Every story we hear in the Bible, it is about people who had a longing of what God needs, and they took the risk to do it. If Noah could not have heard and hearkened to the voice of the Lord, there was no rain before then. That's what the Bible says. People were like, rain. What is rain? And what are you making up? That what? Something that has never been heard, something that has never been seen. But he took the risk. I said as I started that the revival we are talking about is something beyond our imagination. Oh, yeah. It is something beyond our ears. Because if today I try to imagine the revival of the former church and I have not yet seen it, Petro anaendewa na nguo sasa huyu mama alikuwa na kushonea nguo sasa amekufa tumekataa kufa. Peter anasema siamke basi anafufuka. Paul anaenda kuhubiri, anaona jamaa pale kiwete ameangalia na anaona huyu anasikiza vizuri kwa mtambia. We, amka. Anaamka, anaenda kutembea. Wache wanatandikwa, wanawekwa jela, alafu maandiko inasema, and they went home rejoicing. That they were counted worthy to be partakers of the Sabbath. No, that is what we are calling revival. It is not just the miracles. It is even the joy of suffering because of the fire of the Lord. What we are asking for is beyond our imagination. We need to go beyond ourselves. We need to look above, because what we are asking for is greater than our mind can fathom. What we are asking for is greater. It is not something that the Lord will release and you start being puffed up about. Hii ni kitu inaweza kukumaliza, unaenda kuingia nini? It is not about you. It is serious business. What we are asking for is beyond the glory of the life church. We are the last of the last days. This is the season because it was prophesied. But what are we doing? We are busy fighting one another.
you're busy dealing with non-issues. I say that like the president once said, we are dealing with non-issues. It is time to break the barriers. I know that a three cord is hard to be broken. Here in this city, I don't know why it is called triangle, but every time you go to KCFA meeting, I hear the triangle chapter. Triangle, you know, triangle has three sides. I don't know why you call it that way. But can we use this? That a threefold cord is not easily broken. And wait to see the manifestation of the power of God. Hallelujah. Let's stand on our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, O God. We give you glory, King of all glory. We thank you for speaking to us tonight, O God. You are not only interested in our personal breakthrough, O God, but you are interested in our corporate breakthrough, Jehovah God. Corporate breakthrough as a church, King of all glory. Breaking every limitation, dear Father, that has been a hindrance, O God. We thank you tonight, Jehovah God. We bless you tonight, O God, because you are God, dear Father, to ignite a fire within us, O God. We are going to associate with the right people, dear Father. People that hear the longing of the Spirit, the cry that is there as the whole creation is awaiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. We declare that we shall not be diverted any longer. Enough of diversions. Enough of diversions. Enough of diminished interest, oh God. Enough of diminished spirit.
Hallelujah. Oh, shalabayanda. Reketaya bosola. I want to pray with somebody who has diminished passion. Matoisha. Contact with you are going to represent the fire of the Holy Ghost in the city in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we have held hands right now, I declare this fire.
Yes,
I declare fire upon you. Be on fire.
Yes,
and Lord God, you know each and every one of them. You know where you are positioned. I declare that everyone in his point of assignment, there is going to be a renewal. There is going to be a fire. A fire that is going to be experienced. A fire that is going to bring change. A fire that is going to bring a hunger for God. A fire that is going to bring a revival. In the name of Jesus. And they shall break through. They shall break through.
Yes.
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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We give you praise,
you
Lord. We give you praise, you Lord. We give you praise, you Lord.
Before the woman of God steps down, she did ask a question. What is the triangle? Maybe I might answer her that on your behalf. The triangle consists of the cities,